Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Officials say it will take 5 days or longer to restore power to some Iowa homes and businesses. They've been left without electricity after a windstorm left damage across the Midwest on Monday and killed at least 4 people. The Siouxland District Health Department has reported 10 new cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County today. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health, as of this morning, there were a total of 3,779 positive cases of COVID-19 in the county. The county's health department announced no new virus-related deaths, meaning the death toll remains at 52. And Siouxland District Health has approved a formal mask recommendation for Woodbury County that falls just short of a mandate. The recommendation strongly encourages people to wear a cloth face mask in public settings and when they're around people outside of their immediate household. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says local governments cannot mandate masks while her statewide emergency order is in place, but some cities and counties have challenged this by issuing their own orders. And the coronavirus does continue to grow in Iowa. The state has reported 50,807 cases and 964 deaths. South Dakota has reported 9,897 cases and 362 deaths. State officials there say they will stick to recommendations that only people with COVID-19 symptoms or exposure to the coronavirus get tested because an increase in testing nationwide is delaying test results. As large gatherings such as the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and the State Fair get underway, local officials in South Dakota are planning to conduct mass testing to screen for outbreaks. Nebraska has accounted for 29,660 cases of COVID-19 and 360 deaths. Dakota County has had 1,908 cases and 42 deaths. Several Nebraska counties that initially seemed to have success battling COVID-19 are now seeing large case surges. And it appears that much of the increase can be attributed to gatherings. Nebraska lawmakers have approved new tax credits for homeowners, farmers, and businesses and put more restrictions on abortions as they finished a session that was marred by ugly public debates and criticism that they didn't do enough to address the coronavirus pandemic. The 60-day session, after several last-minute unsuccessful attempts to derail the tax and abortion bills, lawmakers gave both measures final approval and sent them to Governor Pete Ricketts, who is expected to sign them. And President Donald Trump's re-election campaign is suing two Democratic-leaning Iowa counties that are making it easy to vote by mail during the coronavirus pandemic. The campaign is seeking to invalidate tens of thousands of voters' absentee ballot applications in Linn and Johnson counties. At issue are absentee ballot request forms that the counties are sending to registered voters with personal information already filled in. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now let's take a look at the forecast.